Hi everybody, welcome to the Stand Champions podcast. This is your friend and your coach, your friend, your brother, the Lozi boy, Mobirinawa, all the way from Zambia, Lusaka, Zambia, a place where birds fly backwards. Listen, I have several passions in my life, but one of them is the passion to inspire people, to motivate people. This passion stems from my personal bad experience. I went through bad experiences as a child. I did not really have a proper self-esteem that one could be proud of. I underlooked myself. I overlooked myself. I underestimated myself. And I overtrusted people to determine the perception that they could set for myself. I didn't like how I looked physiologically. I didn't like how I felt physically, and I didn't like how I thought psychologically. Oh, don't even go to spiritually. I was a wreck. But over the years, from the age 16, I discovered a great secret in life. Happiness is not a universal thing. Happiness is a choice. Unlike oxygen, which is found everywhere, except underground and perhaps at a certain height above the earth, happiness is a choice. It is not a free-range commodity. You have to choose to be happy. You have to choose to say to yourself, I am capable of much more. I am worth much more. I deserve much more. I am a canvas of my own painting and my own choosing. I am a prelude of my own sagacity and voluptuousness. I am God's gift to myself, and I better surrender everything to me. Look, within you, within the confines of who you are, there is room to hate yourself. You can literally be your own greatest enemy. You can hate how you look, how you talk, how you lisp, how you wink, how you limp, how you lag, how you learn, how you love, how you live. You can be your own worst enemy. You can literally create barricades to your own consciousness. You can create roadblocks to your own happiness and hindrances to your own metamorphical growth that God has designed for you. That's choice number one. Or you can choose to be the chairperson of your own fan club, to be the presiding bishop of your own ecumenical center. You can be the choir master of your own songs and the cheerleader of your own sport. You can celebrate yourself, not in a sense of self-aggrandizing, self-righteousness, self-worthiness. You can simply say to yourself, Mobita, I choose to be happy. And when you start to do that, you realize that your peculiarity is your uniqueness. That sometimes your stamina is your stubbornness, and your sense of inquiry is your sense of satisfaction. Yes, they say curiosity killed Descartes, but my goodness, I tell you, satisfaction brought it right back to life. How long will you stand at the mountaintop to look at the rooftops of the bottle tops of other people's clothing tops? You have to stand on your own Cape Town Table Mountain and say, I'm going uptown, not downtown. You have to say to yourself, I will celebrate me because I am not a mistake. I am a living organism of a living organization. I am the transformation of my own fears, the realization of my own faith, and the application of my own effort and energy. I am the sum total of what I think. I am the quadrant of what I feel. I am the adjective of what I desire. I am the object of what I choose to do. I am the example, the exhibit, the living testimony of the greatest version of humanity, and that is me. You are such a great original that cheapness does not suit you. You are such a great person that copycat does not even fit you. I came today to tell you to stand as a champion, to lift up your eyes, to look up yonder to the hills from whence cometh your help. You cannot keep admiring other people when God has put so much deposit in you. You cannot keep questioning your own future when your past has so much lessons. And by God, you can't keep looking at the regrets of your past when the brightness of your future is blinding to those of us that can see the greatness that lies with you. What do you need today? Nothing. You have what it takes. Are you breathing? Can you hear me talk? That's enough. Can you see your fingers, your toes? That is enough. Can you feel the back of your tongue? That is enough. Is there a pulse on your wrist? That is enough. Is your diaphragm moving up and down? That is enough. Is saliva being excreted from your salivary gland? That is enough. Are your sweat pores releasing sweat? And is your skin watery? That is enough. That is what we call life. The 72 heartbeats per minute of your heart is called life. The 60,000 miles of nervous system of your life, of your neurological center, is called life. The liver in your intestines is called life. The liver, the kidneys, the heart, the pancreas, your eyes, the pupil in your eyes, everything about you is life. And that's the greatest capital you can ever have. Strap your shoelaces, strengthen your loins, buckle up your belt, buckle up your seat belt, ignite your fan belt, go to the copper belt and find something within you to stand on, something within you, the talent God has put in you, and stand on it as a champion. Do you think champions don't feel pain? They do. You think champions don't cry? Oh my God, they cry. Do you think those people who go to the Olympics don't have blisters? They are wounded. But you know what? Victory is not going to be given to you on a platter. You have to get up and stand up, jerk up, and say to yourself, I am going to be the greatest version of myself. I will no longer be an imitation, but I will be an originator, not an imitator. I will not follow behind. I will lead the way. And where there is no way, I will make a way because I am a leader. At our school, Inspire Leadership Academy, one of the fundamentals we teach is leadership to young people. We teach self-esteem, self-appreciation, self-application, enterprise and entrepreneurship. We create within the mindsets of young people at a tender age. We plant the seeds and orchards of avocados and lemon and oranges and all kinds of fruits and apples and cashew nuts, so that in future these kids can blossom based on confidence. And one of the poems that we've taught all our children throughout the years is as follows. It says, I pledge allegiance to leadership. I realize that I'm a leader in the making. I commit myself to development. I will develop socially, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I am a winner. I am a champion. I am the right person for the job. God is my helper. In Him I trust. Forward ever, backwards never. I am a transformational leader. I am a leader. I am a leader, and I will always be a leader. End of quote. We teach this to 4-year-olds. We teach this to 2-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds. Why do we do that? Because greatness is within you, champion. You can't keep following. You can't keep doubting your own shadow. It is yours. Therefore, expose yourself to greater light. The brighter the light, the brighter the shadow. The better your thoughts, the better your results. There is nothing wrong with you. If anything wrong with you is that you lack faith, you lack self-confidence, you lack self-actualization, according to Abraham Maslow. Sigmund Freud said, people do what they do because they are motivated to do so. You, my friend, have not found a reason to be motivated. And I came today to say to you, there is a reason to be motivated. Carlton Pearson wrote a song at Azusa years ago. It says, there's a reason why I can't stop running this race. I've come too far to turn back now. Robert Schuller wrote, and I quote, Robert Schuller wrote and said, tough times do not last, but tough people do. Are you tired? It's okay. You are human. Are you frustrated? It's okay. You are human. Are you confused? That's okay too. Lonely? Welcome to the club. Cheated on? Get a t-shirt. Backbeaten? Maligned? You get a trophy for that. It's called life. Now get up, and do what you gotta do. Get up, start that business. Get up and be happy again. Get up, dust yourself, and believe God. Has your business collapsed? Get up. Has your marriage failed? Get up. Have your children disappointed you? Get up. Have you disappointed yourself? I say to you, get up. Whether you're from Accra, Ghana, Pretoria, South Africa, Lusaka, Zambia, Gaborone, Botswana, Lagos, Nigeria, Greece, France, Netherlands, Venezuela, Australia, wherever you are from, you and I have something in common. We are human beings. Stand up as a champion. Stand up and be counted. In South Africa, there is a wonderful song that talks about fighting. Nelson Mandela used to sing it all the time. And he would say, Senzenina, 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 Senzenina. I think it is Yvonne Chaka Chaka who sang and said, Mama, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I won't be the same again. Mama, I've learned a lesson. What lessons have you learned in life? I say to you, get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up and fight until you win. That's what greatness is. It's not surrender. It is not giving up. It is believing God for a brighter day. Because the word of God says, behold, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil to give you a hope and a future. Thank you for joining us on our podcast today. We came to remind you to stand as a champion. This is Stand Champions Podcast with me, your coach, your friend, your motivational speaker, entrepreneurship enthusiast, and life coach, Mubira Nawa. I'm talking to you from Lusaka, Zambia, a place where birds fly backwards. Please be kind enough as to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Mubira C. Nawa, as well as to share this podcast with friends and family and relatives. We'll talk to you next time. Have a blessed and beautiful day. I'm out. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is Stand Champions Podcast with me, your friend and coach, Mubira Nawa. God bless you.